Chapter 78. You sat up there, didn't you? And now look yourself, and see where your tongs are pointing. But, perhaps you expect to get into heaven, by crawling through the lubber's hole, cook. But, no, no, cook, you don't get there, except you go the regular way, round by the rigging. It's a ticklish business, but must be done, or else it's no go. But none of us are in heaven yet. Drop your tongs, cook, and hear my orders. Do ye hear? Hold your hat in one hand, and clap toe the rat above your heart, when I'm giving my orders, cook. What? That your heart, there? That's your gizzard. Aloft. Aloft. That's it, now you have it. Hold it there now, and pay attention. All tension, said the old black, with both hands placed as desired, vainly wriggling his grizzled head, as if to get both ears in front at one and the same time. Well then, cook, you see this whale steak of yours was so very bad, that I have put it out of sight, as soon as possible. You see that, don't you? Well, for the future, when you cook another whale steak for my private table here, the capstan, I'll tell you what to do so as not to spoil it by overdoing. Hold the steak in one hand, and show a live coal to it with the other. That done, dish it. Do you hear? And now tomorrow, cook, when we are cutting in the fish, be sure you stand by to get the tips of his fins. Have them put in pickle. As for the ends of the flukes, have them soused, cook. There, now ye may go. But Fleece had hardly got 3 paces off, when he was recalled. Cook, give me cutlets for supper tomorrow night in the mid-watch. Do you hear? Away you sail, then. Halloa. Stop. Make a bow before you go. Avast heaving again. Whale balls for breakfast, don't forget. Wish, by gore. Whale eat 'em, stead of a meat whale. I'm breast if he ain't more of shark than massa shark hisself, muttered the old man, limping away, with which sage ejaculation he went to his hammock. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.